All right, welcome back to the second episode of Two Dudes and Food. Just two dudes talking about something that they love, food. I'm your host, Darren Jennings, and here with me is my son, Baron.
Aloha, everyone.
Today we're going to be talking about something that we love quite a bit.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Yeah, so today we're going to talk a little bit about spaghetti, some of that delicious Italian food that we all know and love. How you doing, Baron?
Good.
What did you have to eat for lunch today?
I had biscotti.
You had biscotti?
Yeah.
Is that what you like to call it?
Yeah.
So what's the proper way to say it?
Spaghetti.
So spaghetti, but you like to say?
Biscotti.
Why do you like to say it like that?
Because my name starts with a B, and I like my name.
Ah, interesting. So you like it because you can kind of identify with it?
So you can, like, turn around the, like, S and the B.
I like it.
And turn it to Buschetti.
Nice. A little wordplay. I love it. Okay, so today, tell me a little bit about what was in the spaghetti. So there are different ways to make spaghetti. I think we all have our own preferences, but what today did your spaghetti have?
Mine had garlic and meat.
Okay, it had some meat. What kind of meat did it have in it?
It had...
You might not know.
Sausage meat.
It was a specific kind of sausage meat that Mommy bought at Trader Joe's, and it was turkey sausage.
Turkey sausage. Mm.
So what's something that all spaghetti has to have in it?
It has to have meatballs.
Well, it doesn't have to have meatballs, but what are the stringy things?
It has to have noodles.
Noodles. Yeah, that's correct.
Noodles. And sauce.
And sauce, yeah. So, what kind of sauce was this? You said it had some garlic in it?
Yeah, it had some garlic in it, and it was good.
What color was it?
White and brown.
The sauce?
Yeah, the sauce made it white and brown.
Well, the sauce was actually red, if I'm not mistaken, right? It had some red in it. It was red sauce?
Yeah, red sauce. And some people can eat biscotti without the sauce and without the meatballs, like plain biscotti.
Yeah, so that's actually a good distinction, is that spaghetti actually refers to the noodle.
Yeah.
So would you say that spaghetti is thin, or would you say it's thick noodles?
Thin.
Thin, that's correct. So what do you think that spaghetti is made out of?
I think it's...
The noodles.
I think it's made out of wheat.
That's right. Yeah, actually, I had to look this up because I was thinking that spaghetti had eggs in them or they had some sort of dairy product, but actually, spaghetti is just wheat and water. So it can be a milled wheat. It can be enriched with vitamins and minerals. Authentic Italian spaghetti is made from something called durum wheat, semolina. Forgive me for mispronouncing that. I insult people who love spaghetti, I'm sure. But I think most of the spaghetti that we eat is from a enriched flour and water. So, I have a little bit of history here. The world record for the largest bowl of spaghetti was in March 2009, and then it was reset in 2010 when a Buca di Beppo restaurant in Garden Grove, California, so actually here in California, the state of California, they filled a swimming pool full of spaghetti with 13,780 pounds of pasta. What do you think about that, Baron?
I would love to swim.
Would you love to jump into a swimming pool of spaghetti?
Yes. Then it would get all dirty.
So what it doesn't tell me is I don't think they had sauce, so it was just the noodles.
Then you could just, like, pretend they just come up and so you can just come up and get somebody and you can pretend you had long hair.
Pretend you had long hair.
Yeah.
Noodle hair.
Yeah.
Would you like to have noodle as hair?
Yes. So you like suck your hair up.
Nice. I love it. So apparently the first written record of pasta comes from the Talmud in the 5th century AD. If you don't know what the Talmud is, it is a very important religious text that is central to rabbinic Judaism. Mm. And it was recorded and referred to as dried pasta that could be cooked through boiling. But then it got popular in the 19th century when there was the establishment of spaghetti factories in the Italian market. And then in the United States around the end of the 19th century, spaghetti was offered in restaurants as spaghetti italiane, which was likely consisted of noodles cooked past al dente. So al dente refers to a firm noodle. But it was cooked past that. So would you say that spaghetti is slimy or hard?
Hard.
It's hard before you cook it, but then afterwards it's kind of wet.
Slimy.
If it was hard, could you jump into it as a swimming pool?
No.
It would kind of hurt, right? You wouldn't be able to swim through it. And then it had spices and vegetables such as cloves, bay leaves, and garlic.
Now we're going to be talking about our top toppings.
Top toppings? What is that?
It's on the spaghetti.
All right. Well, what do you like to put on your spaghetti?
I never had it before, but probably graham crackers.
You want to put graham crackers on top of your spaghetti?
And also Captain Crunch.
Whoa, dude. This is getting a little more wild than I had originally thought.
And also Gorilla Munch.
Okay, so we got graham crackers, Captain Crunch, and Gorilla Munch?
Yes.
All on top of your spaghetti?
Yes.
So that's something that you haven't had before. What's something you have put on top of your spaghetti?
Only sauce.
Only sauce? What is there another thing you've put on? Something that maybe we didn't have today? I can think of something.
Oh, what is it?
Sprinkle cheese. What is the real name for sprinkle cheese?
Parmesan,
that's right. Hey, put Parmesan cheese. That's probably my top topping. So Barron's is graham crackers, Captain Crunch, and Gorilla Munch. And I choose Parmesan cheese.
I got more things than you.
You do. You have much more.
Now we're moving on to our next segment. Dessert of the week.
Ooh, dessert of the week. What do we got this week?
Cake.
Cake. Ooh, I like it. What do you want to talk about with this dessert? What are some of the things? I guess we should start with, what's your favorite type of cake?
Yeah. My favorite type of cake is strawberry cake with like strawberry like jello stuff or like covering the strawberries and stuff, and I got it for my birthday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we went over to, where did we get it from?
We got it from Safeway.
Yeah, that's right. So we walked over to Safeway and got you it was actually a vanilla cake with white icing, and then it had strawberry toppings. You're right, it was jello-y.
Yeah, jello-y.
And then it had some whipped cream on it. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
I think probably my favorite cake is ice cream cake. So actually for Baron's birthday, he did have strawberry cake, but then for one of his other birthdays, we had a party in the park, and we bought an ice cream cake. And luckily, it did not melt. It was actually pretty windy. And yeah, that was a delicious birthday cake. I remember that. So I think maybe the theme we're going with here is birthday cakes. Are there any other birthday cakes you'd like to give a shout out to?
I don't know.
No. All right, well, this concludes our segment. So dessert of the week, cake. Another segment that Two Dudes and Food is going to introduce is something called Question of the Week, where we ask a crazy question. So this week, the question is, if you were on a desert island, not to be confused with a dessert island, what food would you choose to eat for the rest of your life? All right, Baron, you're on a desert island. You gotta choose one thing for the rest of your life. What's it gonna be?
Desert cake.
Ugh. Desert cake?
Like it's made from sand.
Okay, so clarification. You don't have to... You can bring this food. It'll just magically appear. It can be anything that you've ever eaten before. It could be mac and cheese. It could be spaghetti. What? You can pick any food. What would it be? It'll magically appear every day.
Sweets.
So you'd pick a sweet?
Yeah.
Even sweets would work. What sweets would you pick?
Cakes. And like a big giant... Like a big giant Jell-O cake. Like a house inside.
You have to eat this every day for the rest of your life. Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm going to eat inside of it. And then I'm going to jump into the pool and then like eat all the water and stuff.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Baron's answer is a giant Jell-O cake that he will have to eat every day for the rest of his life.
All right, Daddy, what would you like to eat if you were stuck on a desert island?
Well, this might be cheating, but I would probably pick steak, green beans. So I'm thinking like a meal here, right? So like something that's going to sustain me. I'm thinking like practically, like I'm on a desert island. I want like sustenance and a variety of nutrition, maybe like all the food groups. So steak with green beans, Hawaiian rolls, probably not good for me, but they're delicious, and mashed potatoes. Also, maybe this doesn't cover all the food groups, but it's something that I just really crave quite often. So if you were on this desert island, Baron, what's something you would drink for the rest of your life?
To drink Jell-O.
Wait, so you got the Jell-O cake and then you're drinking Jell-O?
Yeah. It's like sucking the Jell-O water.
Well, so it has to be a liquid, so no Jell-O. I don't think Jell-O is a liquid.
Yeah,
so.
Jell-O is a liquid.
Well, Jell-O is a solid. It was a liquid originally, but then it turns into a solid. It's like gelatinous.
Gelatinous.
So what's a liquid that you would like to drink?
Boba.
All right. You can tell that we're raising this kid in California. Boba tea. Okay. Why do you like boba?
Because it has those little balls and they're sweet and I love the strawberry kind.
Okay, so strawberry boba. Well, since I went with steak, you know, I was thinking about milk, but I'm pretty sure that milk would get old pretty fast, but I'm not sure... Water would. Water pretty much never goes bad. But maybe that's a cop-out, so I'm going to go with beer. I want beer with my steak. Oh. What do you think about beer, Baron?
Beer. Oh, I do not like beer.
Have you ever had it?
Never.
Have you smelled it?
Yes.
Is that why you think it's gross, because you smelled it once?
Yes. Smells like poo-poo.
It smells like poo-poo. I don't know if it smells like poo-poo, but it doesn't smell good. I remember being a kid and not liking beer, too. All right.
And
that concludes.
I don't like soda either.
You don't like soda either?
Yes.
Well, I think one day you will probably like soda. It's pretty sweet.
Dangerous kids like soda.
Oh. Well, you know, most kids do like soda. It's very sweet. But why don't you like it? Because it's too...
It's too bubbly and it's too fizzy. And it's too sour and stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, that concludes Question of the Week. All right. This concludes Two Dudes and Food. We're never rude, never crude, never lewd. Got good attitudes. We're Two Dudes and Food. Thanks for stopping by. Next week, we're coming back to talk about another favorite of ours.
Breakfast.
Breakfast. Stay tuned. Have a great day.
Bye.